time for New Media Beat on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio. I'm Samantha Stock.
Welcome to New Media Beat.
This is our first show of the spring season. New Media Beat is coming to you from Studio A here at OWWR, SUNY Old Westbury's web radio station. Let's get started. John, what's new in media this week?
This week, we have lots of news about AI and digital media. How is artificial intelligence making media professionals sweat? Is AI a blessing or a curse for media makers? Should we be excited about the possibilities or nervous about the consequences?
We have five big new media news stories for you this week on New Media Beat. John, what's our first report this week?
I will be reporting on BuzzFeed's plan to create a new social media platform called BuzzFeed Island.
Do we want to be alone on a desert island with BuzzFeed? What's next up after our trip to BuzzFeed Island?
New Media Beat reporter Chloe Cutting is going to talk to us about how AI tools are changing the business of fashion. Will AI make designers more creative? Which tools will make the cut on the runway?
Fashion isn't the only industry being disrupted by AI. Muhammad Ducore has sports media news for us today. His report is about basketball and AI.
How are NBA teams using AI to change the fan experience? The Charlotte Hornets and the Detroit Pistons have both created virtual worlds powered by AI. Would you like to visit Piston World this season? Are you going to buy some Pistons merch in the virtual team store?
Kat Espinel is covering the social media beat for us today. What's new in social? How is artificial intelligence changing the social media game? Is AI-powered social media better? Can AI make social even more social, more conversational, or will it make social even more polarized and divisive?
Our fifth report today will be from Deborah Flamenbaum. Sandra Bullock is a movie star. She is having a problem on social media, an identity theft problem. How is AI helping scammers steal celebrity identities? What happened to Sandra Bullock? Is this just a celebrity problem, or should we all be worried about AI-powered identity theft on social media? What did Sandra Bullock do about it?
All this and more coming up on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio. My co-host John DeLiso has our first new media news story of the spring season. John is reporting on BuzzFeed's new social media project. John, let's start with the basics. What is BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed is a digital media company that is originally known for its viral content, online quizzes, and pop culture and entertainment news. The website and YouTube channel dominated the media landscape in the middle to late 2010s. However, in recent years, the platform has experienced a large decline in popularity with the rise of alternative social media sites and short-form content like TikTok. Recently, there has been a rise in alternative social media apps like Blue Sky and Threads. BuzzFeed is now looking to create its own social media platform designed to combat the current negativity on other social media platforms. This new app will be titled BuzzFeed Island.
What is BuzzFeed Island?
In a press release, BuzzFeed CEO Jonah Peretti stated that BuzzFeed Island is a new social media platform designed to spread joy and enable creative and playful expression. Though details on the platform have not been fully shared, Peretti also stated that although the platform will use AI tools, it will give users agency rather than stealing their agency. The first private beta of the app is set to be available later this year, although BuzzFeed has yet to share if the platform will be a mobile app or also available online. The creation of this new app comes after the rise of what BuzzFeed calls so-called SNARF. SNARF stands for Stakes, Novelty, Anger, Retention, and Fear. This is content that is curated by artificial intelligence and that is designed to keep user engagement, but is often negative and designed to keep users addicted to scrolling. Peretti states that this type of content leaves users feeling depressed, scared, and dissatisfied.
Can BuzzFeed Island succeed in a divided media landscape?
Well, because there are so many social media apps that are vying for the attention of their users, BuzzFeed Island is definitely going to have an uphill battle in order to be successful in a market oversaturated with many media platforms. According to Adweek, BuzzFeed only has a very slim shot at being successful. Since BuzzFeed is no longer the dominant media entertainment source for many, it will face many challenges in getting people to sign up for the platform. BuzzFeed Island is targeting those who want to escape the negativity and the depressive environment that exists on platforms like TikTok, Twitter, and Meta sites. Additionally, the platform will also be focused on creating safe spaces for women and other marginalized groups, especially after Meta's recent policy changes, according to eMarketer. Although BuzzFeed is betting big on this platform, many in the tech community are casting doubt on BuzzFeed Island's success. Mike Shields, a media analyst, asks, "How do you promote it? You've got to get people in the App Store, drive downloads, etc. Not easy. Can BuzzFeed really compete with these Silicon Valley giants?"
Can this app thrive in a toxic social media environment?
BuzzFeed CEO Jonah Peretti stated, "If the early internet was serving beer and wine that brought people together, today's internet is dealing crack and fentanyl that tears people apart. Despite this statement, platforms such as Meta and TikTok have not seen any shortage of users. As of May 2024, TikTok has 1.4 billion active users, and Meta has 3.35 billion active users across Facebook and Instagram. Even though Meta and TikTok use harmful algorithms, people are still using these apps regularly. However, BuzzFeed feels that like people are looking to get away from toxicity and are looking for a more positive internet. Quote, people are craving the beer and wine era of the internet, and we can bring that back on BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, and Tasty, says CEO Jonah Peretti. For New Media Beat, I'm John DeLiso. Back to you, Samantha.
Thanks, John. Our next report is about fashion. Fashion and artificial intelligence. Is AI ripping up the runway? Let's ask Chloe Cutting. Chloe's on the New Media Fashion Beat this week. Is artificial intelligence the new thing in fashion? How are AI tools changing the business of fashion? Chloe, what are some examples of how the fashion industry is using AI?
I'm so glad you asked, Samantha. So for an industry that was traditionally defined by human creativity, AI is revolutionizing how designers create, sell, and market their brands. Designers have implemented AI to conduct and predict trend analysis, consumer behavior research, and to enhance product development.
What AI tools are they using?
Some of the tools that they're using are Refabric and Ada. Ada is an AI tool that designers have been using to artificially produce ideas and designs based on an input of information.
Is there a possibility for repetition in AI designs across different brands?
While there haven't been any reports of duplicated designs at the fault of AI, there is a possibility of similar outputs across different brands. Because these AI tools learn from existing data, including images used to generate designs and mood boards, there is a risk that these tools may produce a derivative rather than truly innovative designs.
How will AI affect emerging designers?
So for emerging designers, the integration of AI and fashion not only benefits emerging designers, but existing designers as well. So in 2023, AI Fashion Week was created as an inclusive way for new and existing designers to showcase their AI-generated designs. In an interview with The Guardian, Matthew Drinkwater, head of the Fashion Innovative Agency at the London College, expressed his praise of AI and fashion, saying that it opened the doors to non-traditional pathways into the fashion industry for people who couldn't get into it before. The industry can have a perception of feeling quite elitist and quite exclusive, but with these tools, they're allowing people from very different backgrounds to begin to have a foothold in the industry. For New Media Beat, I'm Chloe Cutting. Back to you, Samantha.
Thank you, Chloe. Guess what? Fashion is not the only industry using artificial intelligence. Basketball teams are using AI to take their fans into a brave new virtual world.
Mohamed Ducaray is here in Studio A with us today. He helps New Media keep up with the latest in sports media and new media. Today we are talking about basketball. NBA teams are looking for new ways to engage their fans. How can teams keep their fans hooked? What are the latest new media tools for fan engagement? How about an immersive experience, a virtual world powered by AI? Are fans looking for a virtual world of basketball fun? Mohamed, what is Pistons World? Have you visited Pistons World? Will more NBA teams follow in the Hornets' lead and build a virtual store?
The Charlotte Hornets, who have their own innovation department, are known for being ahead of the curve. They were the first NBA team to create their own app, and the rest of the NBA followed. With the Hornets being the first to collab with AI departments and the Detroit Pistons after, this might cause an uprising teams partnering with AI companies to create one-of-one virtual replicas of team stadiums where people can shop.
Has the launch of these virtual stores caused any traffic?
This launch, which has mainly targeted to appeal to the younger generation, saw 3,000 unique players in the first week of activity. Since virtual stores might be new to a lot of people, these are great numbers for something so new to people. They'll need to get used to something that is different and new.
How is AI used to create these worlds?
First, Mikai, an AI company, works closely with the Hornets innovation team to study blueprints of the arena. Then they find high-quality photos of the arena that they can enter into an AI program which will render 3D photocopies similar to the arena, displaying every corner of the arena in their own game.
What does it feel like to play in Pistons World?
When you first enter Pistons World and create an account, you get to make yourself an avatar. You can pick from all skin colors, even being the Detroit Pistons mascot. Then you are able to move the avatar in the exact replica of the Pistons' Little Caesar Arena. There you can walk around the arena up to stores where you can buy team gear like jerseys, shirts, and pants. You can also enter the basketball court where you can play online games and win actual prizes. The website allows players to immerse themselves into the game as if they were actually there and will definitely become more popular in the future.
Thanks, Mohammed. Our next report is about the impact of AI on social media. Kat Espinel has done the research for New Media Beat. Kat, how is AI changing the social media game?
Yeah, so depending on how you use AI, you would say that it's either been beneficial to you and helpful to you, or you would say that it's caused nothing beneficial for you at all. I feel like with social media, there's been a big negative with AI because people have been using it like for like deep fakes or like posting stuff that aren't true about like celebrities or people in higher power. So honestly, I feel like it depends on the way you're using it.
Does AI make social media more divided, or can it help people have better conversations?
Honestly, I feel like it could make it more divided if people keep using it in a negative way. But also, I feel like if you're the type of person that is using AI to help yourself or to help improve your social media platform or your Instagram page or whatever, it could actually work out better for you.
How can we stop AI from spreading fake news and deepfakes online?
I mean, honestly, deepfakes and fake news are like always going to be there. We're always going to be seeing that through our feed. But I feel like if you're letting your viewers know, like with like a little cautionary tale, oh, like this post was generated by AI, or this person is using AI in this tweet or whatever, just letting your viewers know that AI is there, then I feel like as of right now, that's probably the most they could do.
And how does AI choose what we see on social media?
So I'm not sure if you guys noticed, but like when you download an app, there's sometimes, or like a streaming platform, they ask you questions about your interests or what you like. So they've been using AI to like personalize people's FYPs and like their Instagram feeds to basically, so you're only scrolling and seeing stuff that you like.
Should there be laws regulating the use of AI in social media?
I mean, as of right now, AI is just like up and starting, but I feel like they should keep an eye on how bad it gets. And if it gets to a point where almost everything is just being AI generated, then I do think that law should be regulated. For New Media Beat, I am Kat Espinel. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Kat. Let's talk to Deborah Flamenbaum about a movie star. This is a report about a celebrity, social media, identity theft, and AI. Sandra Bullock has been having a hard time on social media recently. Her identity was stolen by a scammer. Let's begin this story with a brief introduction to Sandra Bullock. Deborah, who is Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock is an actress who won the Best Actress Award in 2010. Her virtual identity was stolen by people on social media.
How was her identity used?
Sandra Bullock's identity was used to scam people into sending money or starting romantic relationships with someone that wasn't her.
And what did the scammer use Sandra Bullock's identity for?
The scammers used Sandra Bullock's identity in order to get money and in order to lie to people about having romantic relationships with her. Other times, people just used her identity to scare people.
How did people respond to the scammer?
People responded to the scammer as if she was actually Sandra Bullock. They sent her money, and a lot of people were very upset when they found out their money was stolen, basically.
What was the FBI's response to this?
The FBI made a comment on how they are taking false accounts of Sandra Bullock down. However, there is not much done to prevent scammers from impersonating other people on the internet or social media. Sandra Bullock was spending a lot of her own time finding false accounts on social media.
What was Sandra Bullock's response to having her identity stolen on social media?
Sandra Bullock was physiologically upset about having her identity stolen on social media. Sandra Bullock made public complaints on social media about her identity being stolen in the form of social media posts.
How did AI play a part in the theft of Sandra Bullock's identity?
AI played a part in Sandra Bullock's identity because AI was used to generate false responses that sounded like Sandra Bullock, which made her more believable to millions of people online. For New Media Beat, I'm Deborah Flambaum. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Deborah. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to the very first New Media Beat of the spring semester. We will be having 9 more shows for you this spring.
It is co-produced by Jaden Nunez and John DeLiso. Our engineer this week is Jaden Nunez. We have 2 new producers starting this week, Quinn Dobson and Henry Wilson. My co-host is John DeLiso. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Samantha. Today, we heard reports from Chloe Cutting, John DeLiso, Kat Espinal, Mohamed Ducaré, Deborah Flamenbaum.
New Media Beat is brought to you by OWWR, Old Westbury Web Radio, and the Media and Communications Department here at the State University of New York College at Old Westbury.
For more media news and resources, check out our latest posts at newmediabeat.org, where you can listen to all of our webcasts and even subscribe to our podcast feed.
Stay tuned for more great programming on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio.